You see, when you work on this side of the microphone, you need to bring your brain to work with you, not some days, not most days, but every day. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is musician Kevin Rudolph. Kevin has a new single out. It's called That Other Ship. We'll play some of it for you here this hour. Christina Staffo and I will have a chat with Kevin Rudolph. Then it's this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by the ads on social media. They're coming, more and more and more of them. Did you know there's a generation that's very upset that they even have to endure any sort of advertising at all? They want their Instagram for free. Well, they want their Facebooking for free. Well, you do get it for free. You got to deal with some ads, so wake up. But does anybody even pay attention to ads on social media? We'll talk about it. Then things you didn't know about your morning coffee. Christina Staffo and I will have a story that talks about certain things that may make you embrace your coffee even more or make you scream and run far away from your coffee. We'll have the story and you'll decide. We start things off this hour with a comment that was made a week ago by CNN weekend anchor Frederica Whitfield. Did you ever think you would turn the television on and in hearing the story of someone who opened fire on a police headquarters building, hear an American television anchor phrase it this way?
It was very courageous and brave, if not crazy as well, to open fire on the police headquarters.
Are you kidding me? Courageous and brave. This is a professionally trained journalist. How can you call the act of someone opening fire on a police building courageous and brave? I don't care about apologies. I don't care about what CNN does about this. How mindless, how brainless must you be to phrase it in such a way? How do you do that? How does your filter, when you're on the air, you're thinking about what you're saying before you say it. You have to, okay? You're on live. You have a responsibility. And this open microphone in front of me is going to millions of people. And that's twice as many ears. Same thing on television. You gotta use your brain. Why would you say that? And then, earlier that day, Christy Paul, another weekend anchor at CNN, decides she has to tweet, because we all have to tweet. If we don't tweet, we don't matter in this world anymore, I guess. So she wants to tweet out to her followers, because everyone that's watching CNN is, of course, just watching Twitter at the same time, so you can, why, I don't know. So she tweets out, "We'll have more on the Dallas police shooting, but I'm eating popcorn. I got caught eating popcorn during the break. Hope everybody's okay in Dallas," with this ridiculously cheesy high schoolish picture of her holding a bag of popcorn that I guess she shouldn't be eating and while they went to commercial break. So you're going to weave that stupid, ridiculous, high schoolish joke, "Oh, I'm eating popcorn on the set," with, "Oh, I hope everybody's okay in Dallas. Glad everybody's okay so far." Is that what we're heading to in the media? Has the collective IQ of the American journalistic media been reduced so far down the scale that we have anchors now calling people who shoot at cops courageous and brave? And other ones, while referring to the story by mentioning that they're eating popcorn on the new set and they shouldn't be doing that in the first place? Wow. Sometimes we talk on this show about there being too much media now, with television and radio and everything online, blah, 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 and social media. Maybe it's just that we don't have too much media. Maybe we just have too much stupid media. Kevin Rudolph is coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Think green.
Vitamin B12.
Harrison with you. Did you know that vitamin B12 deficiency happens to be one of the most common vitamin deficiency in America today? The reason is it may not be talked about so much is because the deficiency usually isn't recognized until it's progressed to anemia, among other things. Many older people become deficient in vitamin B12 because they don't produce enough digestive stomach acid, allowing for certain bacteria to steal B12 from protein in the digestive tract. Vitamin B12 deficiencies are linked to everything from repeating canker sores to children's spina bifida. But the good news? If you want to save a couple of bucks on vitamin pills, vitamin B12 is found naturally in organic eggs, non-pasteurized raw milk, wild fish, and organic meats. Of course, fairly cheaply at the grocery store still as a supplement. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Order in the court.
Can you stand on one leg? This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. If you've ever been pulled over for suspected intoxication, you'll probably be asked to walk a straight line, touch the tip of your nose, or stand on one leg. If you decide to participate in a field sobriety test, it should be performed in a well-lighted area on firm, level, clean ground. If you don't understand the directions, have the officer demonstrate what he means. If you fail the field test, you might be given a choice of a breath test, a blood test, or a urine test. Which should you choose? Stay tuned for the final verdict. A good defense attorney will tell you to choose the blood test because it's easier to fight than the breath test. But if you're in a hurry and you just want to get it over with, a breath test offers immediate results. And that's the final verdict.